This is Reuven Levy. We are learning the book Gan HaShalom by Rav Shalom Arush. We're in page 119 in the Hebrew version of the book, explaining the need for man to honor his wife, no matter what's going on, no matter what the situation is. No matter how she's treating me, I still have an obligation to honor her that's unconditional. Sometimes she is going to rebuke me. Hashem wants her to rebuke me. If Hashem wants it, she's going to rebuke me. If that's happening, I have to know it's from Hashem and it's not her fault. I still have to treat my wife with the utmost honor and respect, no matter what she is apparently doing to me. We just learned yesterday that the reason often, not always, but often the reason why a wife is rebuking her husband is because of Pagam HaBrit, the lust for women that a man has causes him to be separated from his wife, spiritually speaking, cut off from his wife. Rav Lazer Brody describes this as what he calls the 100% attraction principle. What does that mean? He says that if you can imagine that between a husband and a wife there's a potential for 100% attraction, 100% closeness, 100% relationship that can exist between a man and a wife, what happens? One or both of the couple can destroy that 100% by a lack of sniut, by a lack of modesty, by a lack of shmirat ha'inayim. From the point of view of the man, if he looks at another woman, if he is interested in any other woman, then that means out of that 100%, instead of giving 100% to his wife, he's now giving, top, if he's lucky, 80% to his wife, and maybe 20% he's giving to the street or to wherever he's looking at. Maybe even a lot more if what he's looking at on the internet is a lot more interesting to him than his wife, and he's giving 80% to the internet and he's got 20% left to give to his wife. And his wife, who is in many respects just at the mercy of her husband, she has a lack of snoot. Right? Why does she have a lack of snoot? Because her husband's not paying attention to her. Or her husband's only interested in girls with short skirts. So she knows that if she wants to compete, she also has to wear a short skirt. So now the wife is dressing immodestly because she's trying to get the attention of her husband. Or she's given up trying to get the attention of her husband, and she's now trying to get the attention of the other men because she needs some attention to live. So if it's not coming from her husband, it has to come from somewhere. Either way, it's his fault. Anyway, she's not doing this in a sneers way. So now, other men that look at her are taking away from her, taking away bits of her neshama, instead of her 100% being focused on her husband. She's now got 20%, 50%, much less. And the couple wonder why there's no attraction left between them. Wait a minute, we used to be very attracted physically and emotionally, very connected to each other, and now we don't seem to be. What's gone? The spark's gone, that connection's gone, the relationship's died, all these types of ideas. Truth is, it hasn't actually, it's just been taken away. It's still there, it's still 100% available. The person just needs to direct all of his interest and desire to his wife and nowhere else. And if he doesn't do that, and his wife knows that, if a man is directing 80% of his attention, 90%, 99%, it depends on the individual, of his attention to surfing the internet and seeing women there, and his wife, he's got 5% interest left, if he's lucky, by the time he gets home. And certainly the interest that he does have in her now is not true interest, it's an animalistic lust. So it's not real anyway, whatever interest he's got left. He might say to himself, no, I'm very interested in my wife. Yeah, he's very interested in satisfying his own needs and his own desires, but he's not interested in his wife. He's interested in himself. So the wife knows that. The wife feels it. And therefore, she is going to be very hard on him. For his own good. If she's not, he's going to continue in that way. Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem doesn't want me to mess up my life by getting led astray. And so he's going to put me back on track. And he's going to use my wife to do that. So it turns out that a man who has emunah, when a wife stops him from doing something, his reaction is to search for what he needs to do to fix himself. I don't see my wife trying to stop me and get upset at her. What do? I realize this is a message from Hashem. I need to fix myself. He says to himself, this is not my wife that is stopping me. This is divine providence. This is hashkacha pratit. And it's upon me, I'm obligated to look and see what Hashem is trying to tell me. Ulai pagamti babrit. Maybe I had pagambrit. Maybe my lust for women, I was looking at things I wasn't meant to look at, etc. Ulai ani machsir v'ishti ezadava. Maybe I am lacking to my wife. I'm not giving to my wife something that she needs. Ulai upashtut ani tarech lasif b'tfilot b'kusufim l'davaze. Maybe simply I just need to increase my prayers and my desire for this thing, for the thing that she's stopping me from doing. Va'ikar shebeshura tachtona. Who must have Mr. Kellogg Corbin? The bottom line is that I need to look at everything with through emunah. Olorat she'no pogeh bishto, ela afech u'makabed ota. And not only do I need to make sure that I do not hurt my wife in such a situation, even the opposite. Not only that I don't hurt her, I actually need to makabed ota, to honor her. Right, if she is rebuking me, right, so the worst thing you can do is shout back, right? That's completely, right? If a wife is rebuking me, then I have no unah. If I shout back at her and think that I need to argue with her, then I'm really, really in problems. But it's not simply that I don't need to argue with her, and I need to keep quiet and accept what she's telling me. I actually need to do more than that, Rabbi, so I need to give her honor and respect in such a situation. Mefayesota, to appease her. Menachemota, to comfort her. Machazekota, to strengthen her. Right? Because she's suffering. That's why she's getting upset with me, because she's suffering. And if the man is successful in humbling himself before Hashem, Yibarach, Bo'otoni Sayon, in that test, and in that obstacle that Hashem sent him, and to look for what meaning Hashem was trying to give him, then his wife herself will do a 180 U-turn and send him to go learn Torah. And the connector will turn out to be an ezer, a help, instead of being Ezer Kenegdo, that she's against him, she's going to be for him. Ki Chaza Lebechinat Zachar, because he returned to being clean. Vezesha Ketuv, and this is what it is written, Ritzot Hashem Darkei Ish, Gam Oivav Yashim Lo, Yashim Imo. When a person, it's written that when a person does Hashem's will, even his enemies make peace with him. And the Darshu Chazal, and Chazal, or Rabbi said, Oivav, the enemies here, Zo Ishto, that means his wife. The wife can act in as if she's an enemy. Right? She's shouting at you, she's rebuking you, she's stopping you from doing what you want, she's making you feel bad. She's in the aspect of an enemy. But when you're doing Hashem's will, even your enemies turn out to help you. What does it mean? It means even your wife, who was what you thought was an enemy, turns around and actually she's now helping you, encouraging you, etc., etc. Because you can't prevent the fact that most of the obstacles in a man's life come from his wife. Right? It's a given. Most of the obstacles you will face from your wife. What does that mean? It means, practically speaking, if a person like me, who's married, come to yeshiva, learn, do whatever I do, go home. So, during the day, there's obstacles. What's the obstacle? Obstacle that I have to wait in the line for the coffee. What's the obstacle? There's nothing really going on here. So where's the obstacles come? The obstacles have to come at home. That's where the majority of the obstacles are from my wife. She's upset with me. She wants me to help out and I don't want to do it. She needs me to go somewhere. All the difficulties, challenges, whatever, they're going to come through my wife. The majority, not all. Sometimes the bus is going to... I'm going to miss the bus, or there's going to be trouble on the way back, or chas v'shalom. It's rare, it's not common that that's an everyday thing. But it is common that most days there's going to be some issue at home that you need to deal with. Right? So it's going to come for your wife. You have to accept that. And the person doesn't accept that, he's going to have a very difficult life, because that's the majority of his life. Day in, day out. That's what's going to happen. Either you accept it with emuna, and you have shalom by it, and everything's good. Or you are fighting all day, every day. But davka, davka Hashem, romez la'adam, mashi romez. And davka, it's the way of Hashem that he hints to a person what he needs to tell him. Nimsahi ha'oyev ha'ikari shelo mitzad ha'koach shela limno oto u'liyaseyeh oto. Turns out that she is the main enemy, so to speak, that he has. And which prevents him from doing what he wants to do. But it's only dependent on the will of Hashem. Therefore, immediately when he does Hashem's will, then she turns from being a big enemy into a great love of him and makes peace with him. Because it's all from Hashem. The only reason she's the enemy, so to speak, is because Hashem is making her that way. Therefore, in order to solve the situation, I need to go back to doing Hashem's will. Hashem's the one who is controlling all the, like puppets, so to speak. He's controlling everyone else. He's controlling my wife. So I don't need to make her happy, I need to make him happy. That's the reason why it's happening. How do I make him happy? He wants me to make her happy, so I need to do that as well. For sure. I can't just ignore her and say, you do what I'm going to the field. Right? That's Hashem's up. That's not what I wanted. Right? It's not making me happy, you coming to the field. You need to go and sort, you go and make sure your wife's comforted and looked after, whatever. That's what he wants. But only because he wants it. I have to do Hashem's will. Right? I have to do Hashem's will, not... which means it has to be real. If I do pretend, for example, I go and buy a bunch of flowers, here, take some flowers, have some chocolates, it's not going to help, because it's not real. I'm just pretending, I'm trying to deal with the situation. If it's real, fine, that's a different thing. But I can't pretend, because I'm not satisfying anyone, I'm not satisfying Hashem. Hashem knows what's going on. I'm just trying to appease and get Yeah, get out of here. Yeah, take some chocolates, enjoy yourself. Here's some money, go shopping. It's not going to do it. I'm not doing Hashem's will.
So earlier, what we discussed yesterday, in terms of the insides, opening up and looking at your ethos and doing, you know, the character traits and really opening up to Hashem, yes, and talking to Hashem, and cleaning up the affairs. Right. Whatever a person sees in the wife, then that's a hint of the meter that Hashem is going to be.
Right, that he needs to work on.
That he wants to work on, that's what Hashem is looking for, to go out in the field, when you're out in the field, to be admitting, to open, in essence, like open it up and say, okay, the Yemes is, I do with this, I have this, help me, I need your help. And surrender, I mean, in essence, was it? Admit the truth, surrender to the truth, say, I need, only you could fix it, heal me, fix me, save me, and help me clean this up and come closer to you.
Very good. Yeah, because the fixing that we need to do is not to fix the situation. Right? Someone might think, oh, I was mean to my wife, I was a bit rude to her, I told her that I didn't like her cooking, I rebuked her, I shouted at her for not buying my favorite brand of cornflakes, whatever it is I did, I messed up. Right? And in order to fix that, I just need to apologize and buy some flowers and that's it, it's done. I fixed it. The answer is I haven't fixed it because I dealt with the situation. I didn't deal with the problem. The problem was my bad midot. Problem is I'm arrogant, I'm aggressive, I'm whatever, it's a midah. I'm angry. So it's the midah that's the real problem. Yofi, there was a situation that grew up and that situation needs to be dealt with too, but it's not really fixing it. It's just kind of fixing that, trying to deal with that personal situation. The actual real fixing is like exactly like you just said, it comes from a bad midah. It didn't by accident happen that I shouted at you. It's not an accident. You don't shout at your wife by accident. Shout at your wife because you've got a bad midah of anger. Or you've got a bad midah of arrogance. It's not just just one thing that just happened and it's because of it, right? There's I need to search out the roots and work on them.
Which would also the root be emunah somewhere.
Has to start with emunah, because my emunah tells me that this is from Hashem, and he's trying to tell me that I need to fix something. Because without that as my starting point, I don't see myself with the problem. Hashem doesn't, when Hashem puts me in these situations, he doesn't make it so clear. It doesn't look like I messed up. It looks like I was completely justified. She's the one that messed up. I told her that she was wrong because she was wrong. She messed up. Black and white facts, if you have a jury of court sitting there and they're watching the video, they're sitting in my living room and they're going to say, who messed up here? She messed up. For sure she did. That's why I was right to get angry. So without emunah, it for sure doesn't look like I need to go to the field and start working on myself. It looks like you need to go to the field and you need to start working on yourself. Right? It looks very clearly like that. And I need that emunah to break that initial assumption. Because that for sure is the initial assumption. Otherwise, it's not a test. The test is, it doesn't look like it's my fault. It doesn't look like I did anything wrong here. I'm acting like a perfect husband. And suddenly you went crazy. Come on. That's your problem. It's not mine. Right? It has to look like that, because otherwise there's no test, there's no work, there's no challenge. Challenge is, it looks like you're crazy and I'm the good one here, and I've done nothing, and you're shouting at me and going ballistic at me, and I've done nothing, I just walked in. I've even with that thought, I now need to okay, no, I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what
self-justification.
Right? Yeah, all those self, the Yetzer Hara is going to be jumping up and down going, no, tell her, it's wrong, it's not right, you don't deserve this, that's not how you should be treated. And the Yetzer Hara is going to be jumping up and down at me, ready to scream. I've got all these answers, yeah, but you did the same to me last week, and what did you do this morning, and I've had a hard day, and all these, the Yetzer Hara is going to be ready to fight. And I've got to stop myself. I've got to say, no, I'm not going to answer back. I've got beautiful arguments back to completely justify my behavior and to make you this big. I can do that in a second. The Yetzer Hara is going to give me all those wonderful arguments, and they're going to crop up in my head. And my job is not to let them out. It's to, I'm not saying it. I really want to tell you that actually it's your fault. But I'm not saying it. Okay, I'm going to nod, and I'm going to hold it in, and I'm not going to... Okay, if you think it's my fault, okay. I understand. You think it's my fault, okay. Okay. Sorry that you feel that way. I'm sorry that I hurt you. Feeling on it, and inside I'm boiling like, I didn't do anything. I have to, right? That's my test. And then through Emuna, I'm calmed down. Hashem will let me see that it actually was all my fault. But at the time of the test, I cannot see any of that. At the time of the test, I'm furious. I just want to shout back. I want to justify myself. I want to, because that's the test. Afterwards, if I pass the test, Hashem will open my eyes and illuminate my mind, and I'll see, you know what, it's because I'm arrogant. You know what, I did not treat my wife very nicely this morning, and that's why she's upset with me. And I'm going to see, but only afterwards, later when I've calmed down. In the test itself, no chance. I'm not seeing anything.
Is this not lack of wisdom?
No.
This moment?
No, it's not like it's, Hashem took away. Hashem is hiding it from me at that moment in order to give me the test. I can't not, it doesn't matter who I am, Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah. Rav Arush in that test is also going to not see the truth, because otherwise it's not a test. They'll pass the test because they're Moshe Rabbeinu and they're Rav Shalom Arush, but in that test they're going to be blank. Why am I being shouted at? What have I done? I've done nothing wrong. I'm right. They're not going to see the answer because it's a test. And the whole test is Hashem's going to blind me, and I'm going to be sitting there being shouted at, thinking, I've done nothing wrong. You're the one who messed up. What's going on here? Hashem. Right? Am I going to be completely lost? What's the emunah is? Emunah is in that time of complete darkness when I'm completely lost. I'm just, all right, Hashem, it's you. Everything's you. I'm with you. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why, but I'm with you. I'm staying with you. It's okay. I'm going to work out later what this means. I'll go to the field. I'll do something later. But right now, I'm just going to smile. I'm just going to accept it. And I'm going to work out later. Because now, in the middle of the test, I have got no answer. If I had an answer, it wouldn't be a test. It's like a kid. Kid walks down the street, a four-year-old, five-year-old, walks down the street and says, you're an idiot. And walks past. That's nothing for me. It's not a test. Because right there in that moment, I'm clear, I've got Yishuv Dat. It's not affecting me. It's like, you're a little kid, you mean nothing. It's right. If my wife did the same thing, I'd be on that. I didn't know what. So in order for it to be a test, it have to be complete. Have to be.
But you need this test. Because you always, when you have no test, you feel like everything is correct, I'm Shalom Bayit, everything is fine, I'm a good person. Then when the test comes, the disease, you feel, you fail, yeah? You realize you do nothing. Uh-huh. You learn nothing.
Right, the test.
Because you like, you think you...
The
like
test
you,
shows me my emunah. In the time, because the test of emunah is only when I don't know what's going on.
It gets to be then, if you get to some small things, then no matter... whether it's small or big, it becomes in our bridge, in essence, that Hashem's the creating director, he's willing the event, and at the same time wants us to open up and say I'm responsible and guilty.
Not at the time. Not in the test, after. In the test itself, the job of the man in the test is just to hold on. Okay. You don't be shtok, to stay quiet and say nothing.
For the initial period with the wife.
But while that test is in my face.
Okay.
Yeah. Afterwards, I need to go and think why it happened. What do I need to work on? What to shoot? What do I need to do? But I can't do that. I can't do that at that time. At that time, my job is to not explode, not to answer back, not to get upset, not to get angry, not to get sulky. Right? To be you don't be shocked. To be quiet. To be calm. To be okay. This is good. You're shouting at me. I don't know why. It's okay. Fine. I'm going to listen. I accept it. I hear what you're saying. Okay. You're upset. You're not happy with me right now. Okay. And right now I have no clue what's going on. Why this is happening. what Hashem wants for me, what he means, while all this is happening, I have no clue. Later on, I need to go to Dvodada, and after an hour or two, or 5 hours, or 20 hours, however long it's going to take me, I'll get to an answer.
Now, after the test, and you're out with Hashem, then it becomes opening up, and you're trying to, and it becomes a narrow bridge where you're assuming responsibility, but you're not crossing, you don't want to cross into arrogance, Hashem's doing it, and you kind of bridge between not falling into stubborn heresy, to be too clever, or depressed heresy, to being sad. It's a narrow bridge there,
yes,
to really open up to Hashem, to say, I'm accountable, it's me, I'm guilty, and yet at the same time to say, you willed and directed it from above, you're doing it, and to bridge those gaps and not fall into the arrogance, heresy, or any of these other things, and go and look for the character, and plead to Hashem for the character.
Yeah, very nicely put, yeah, I agree. And this is an amazing thing which every married person can see in practice. There are times when Hashem wants his wife to be for him an ezer, a help. Then she is the most wonderful woman in the whole world. She understands me, she's helpful. Maxima, she's one amazing. And at the moment, Hashem wants her to be the opposite. Suddenly, she suddenly turns out to be the most terrible enemy that you could ever have. Hard as a stone. She will rebuke you in the most powerful way possible. Violent, completely terrible, right? See, this is person who can flip from one to the other, right? Only in Hashem's will, according to Hashem's. She loves you more than anyone could ever love you ever, much more than your parents loved you, much more than any, right? And suddenly, she's your worst enemy. Where did that come from? And it lasts for 10 minutes, or it lasts for a day, or depends on what you did. And then it's gone, as if it was never, right? Hashem was needed, Hashem has it, and that's the amunah that a person needs to go through that roller coaster of the highs and the lows, to know everything's good. It's all from Hashem. There's no test that Hashem gives a person that he can't deal with. It's an interesting fact. I don't know if I should say this on tape. But Tav, I'm going to say this on tape. It's an interesting fact that when I came here to Chutz Chesed, I heard rabbis like Rabbi Jor speak about Shalom Bayit and how difficult Shalom Bayit is, and how women can be crazy, they can just do crazy stuff, and women and wives. And I was sitting there in the class thinking, I've no experience anything like that. I've got pretty good Shalom Bayit. Everything's pretty good. Okay, my wife gets upset sometimes, but vaguely, half an hour, she gets a bit upset. No big deal. She just gets a little... Didn't know what he was talking about. I had no clue what he was talking about. I've been here now 2 years, and I now see exactly what he's talking about. I cannot believe that my marriage after 50, nearly 20 years, is now in a place... that it wasn't 10, 15 years ago, I never had any of these issues. Never, not the extent and not the, right? And now they're going crazy. I have a much better marriage now. It's like my connection to my wife is much greater and it's deeper and it's stronger. But it's also the Shalom Bayit problems are just like completely crazy compared to what they used to be. When I came into the yeshiva and I learned about Shalom Bayit, I was like, what's he talking about? How can you have Shalom Bayit like that? You're obviously not treating your wife properly, because that would never happen to me. And it never did. But now it is. Right? And they're like crazy, like where did that come from? My wife went ballistic, and you know, didn't even want to tell you, right? She's never done that before, and our shalom is much better now, and I didn't do anything wrong. The tests get greater. The tests get greater. And Hashem gives you what you can handle. In the past, I probably couldn't have handled my wife going crazy. So Hashem gave me a very nice marriage. Everything's good. Everything's fine. Everyone's happy with each other. Little ups and downs. And ups and downs like this. Because that's what I can handle. Ups and downs like this. Now! For Hashem, I've learned more. I've got emunah. Hashem is now testing me more.
But
amazing.
But the time when there was no the rebuke is at a minimum, then you're not doing as much. Hashem's not
testing you as much because I'm not up to it. I'm not strong enough for that test.
He's not testing the emuna or not clean.
Not as much. He's awesome.
You're striving towards get closer to Hashem. You're building towards your tikkun on your midos.
It's just a lower level. It's just a lower level. When I came to the yeshiva.
No, I'm
3 years ago, I was still working on myself. I've been working on myself for a long time now. I was still reading the books. I'd read Gana Shalom as well before I came. But I still, my tests were like this. Now my tests are like this. They're bigger tests. Hashem's asking more of me.
Yeah, of course. So then, as the tests get bigger, then it's the daven for Hashem's help. Before the tests... You know, in addition to making no comments, no honor, to do all the things, it's dominant to really for his help in terms of the midas to withstand the tests.
Nahon. Now I have more tools. Now my davening is better. Now my body fluid is much better. Now I've got things to turn to. I've got a better understanding. I'm not going to fall apart so easily. I'm not going to lose my emunah. I say, Hashem, what's going on? Because now I know what's going on.
How is it when you talk with your wife and she said, I have usually meant to say, but I do it not because I know you have not the vessel for this. She can do this?
Yeah. She knows you. She knows you very well. Look, she's also speaking from whatever she's saying is Hashem saying it too. But.